The Cultural Revolution, which spread over a decade beginning in 1966, had an enormous impact on practically every person in China. I was born on June 14, 1982, some 6 years after the revolution had ended, and I still felt its enormous reverberations. The revolution was a large-scale society-wide social and political upheaval in which all students and intellectuals, including musicians and artists, were sent away from the cities to labor on farms and learn from the peasants. Millions of professionals were forced to leave their homes. China was to be self-reliant and was closed to the West. When I was around 7 years old, I began asking my mother questions about our family's past. One night, while my father was at his job policing the nightclubs and entertainment district of Shenyang, and after I had completed my long practice session on the piano, my mother sat down next to me, handing me slices of fresh oranges and a glass of cool water. It didn't take much prodding to get her to start talking about her youth. I loved listening to my mother's stories. Because she had been a singer and an actress at her school, she spoke theatrically, with bubbly enthusiasm and great dramatic pauses. As she told me the story of her life, and my father's, and how their lives intertwined, music in my head accompanied each tale. Ever since I can remember, I have had a kind of soundtrack playing in my head, accompanying my life's most memorable moments. I heard etudes and concertos, sonatas and great symphonies. I heard the harmonies and counterpoints. I heard the action of the music. To me, music was action. And my parents' lives were action-packed, the stuff of drama and thrilling music. "Music," said my mother, "was an early love in my life. Music always lifted my spirits and brought me joy." Mom told me how, when she was 4, her parents moved the family, her and her 3 brothers, from Dandong on the coast of North Korea to Shenyang in the north of China, where her father worked as a highly skilled technician in an iron plant, and her mom became a bookkeeper. Her grandfather loved to sing songs from the Peking Opera, so music filled the house. "What about my grandmother?" I asked. "Why don't I know her?" "She died of a lung disease when I was young." "How young?" I asked. "I was 9. My heart started beating like crazy. I was suddenly terrified. "Will you die when I become 9? "Oh, no, darling," she assured me. "I will always be here with you." "Were you scared?" I asked. "Yes, I was afraid. Being the only daughter, I was so close to my mother. Losing her hurt a great deal. I was afraid of living without her." "Then what happened?" "The world went on," said my mother. "The world always goes on." Her father excelled at his job in the ironworks factory. He invented a device and improved manufacturing efficiency, and he was rewarded accordingly. My mother went to school and did well. They were all bright students in her family. At school, she began acting in little plays, singing and dancing. Then, in 1966, came the Cultural Revolution, and everything changed. Mom's paternal grandfather was a landlord, even though my mother had never seen this land. Though her father was a successful inventor and invaluable technician at the ironworks factory, he was now considered untrustworthy and was supervised closely. Rumors circulated that my grandfather was conspiring against the Cultural Revolution. Of course, the rumors were false, but they persisted. To protect Mom and her brothers from worry, her father never mentioned any of this. They only found out when a friend came to their house one day and cried out, "They have your father in the Fool's Parade!" My mother didn't even know what that meant, but of course she ran outside to see. On the street, a group of men were being forced to march from the factory, her father among them. They were all wearing dunces' hats and holding up big cards with words Mom didn't understand. She wanted to run to him, but he was surrounded by guards. That night, her father didn't return home. She wept like an infant. When he finally showed up the next morning, she ran to him. "Why are they doing this to you?" she demanded. "Have you made a mistake?" "I have made no mistake," said my grandfather. "I have done nothing wrong. But these are changing times with new people in charge who persecute me even though they don't know me."